Now, see, you teach your children some things. They don't recognize the authority in the neighbor. They don't relate to strangers in a personal way. But you are in charge. They recognize your authority because you're the shepherd. You're the parent. You're the one who cares. And it says in that same chapter that a hireling doesn't care. And if the wolf comes, he leaves. And that word means it matters or it doesn't matter. And so the hireling doesn't care. It doesn't matter to him. But you're there. You're on the scene. And your care. And the child should sense your love, sense your care, sense that you are giving loving oversight, that you're concerned. So we're ruling in great love. We're not, I guess most people holler from time to time. Some more than others, and some stomp their foot, and some slam the door. And I hope you don't curse, but some do curse. Our neighbor curses. We have a new neighbor. I thought, wow. I can't see what's happening. There's a tall fence, but my ears work real good. I hope you don't do that to your children. You know children become patterns. The apple doesn't fall too far from the foot of the tree, and if you curse, they'll curse. Never heard my father curse. Never heard anybody in my family curse. Never heard my mother curse. You go to my family, it doesn't matter which way you go in the family tree, there aren't any cursers there. Now, if you have one person that curses, the children curse and the grandchildren curse, it's kind of like ripples in a pond. It's contagious. So what you do is going to make a tremendous difference. And if you holler and you slap your children upside the face, then when they're grown, they're going to slap their children upside the face. They learn that from you. Chances are you learn that from your mother. That's what she did. Or your father, that's what they did. So what you do establishes a pattern. You must rule in God, because what you do establishes a pattern that not only affects your life and your child's life, but it's going to affect your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren over and over again. Now look at 1 Timothy chapter 5. Verse 14, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. That word guide the house means to be the head of the home. It's very interesting because when we teach marriage, most people know that the husband is the head of the home. But the scripture doesn't technically say that. It says the husband is the head of the wife. The wife is the head of the home. Isn't that interesting? One preacher said that tongue in cheek. That's when I first began to notice. He was teasing in part, and yet he had some spiritual truth there. So I told him, if you want to be head of the home, you let me know. I'll write it all down for you. So you'll know how to run the washer and the dishwasher. He can do most of those things. You're the head of the home. That means you manage and oversee. You have oversight. You superintend the home. You superintend the children. You superintend the home. And you and your husband rule. Say rule. Not in abusive language. Not with pounding fists. But how? Like a shepherd and a sheep. Now, sheep are a restless animal. They're a strange animal. They're a restless animal. You know that it says in John chapter 10 that he calls the sheep by name. They actually do in the fields of Palestine in Jesus' day and in succeeding generations name their sheep, and sheep will actually come if you call them by name just like a dog will. And I don't know what you would name a sheep. What would you name a sheep? But when you call their name, they come, and it says they follow. They come and they follow. They come and they follow. When you call your child's name, because you rule and you rule in great love, they follow. And they'll follow you into Pentecost, and they'll follow you into the church, and they'll follow you into good nutrition. You know why your children don't like Jell-O? Because you don't eat it. Isn't that right? Wayne doesn't like beets. Now, he eats beets around the world, but he doesn't eat American beets. And when Joel was little, I'm feeding him beets. I still remember it. Wayne standing on the other side. He's frowning. I made him leave the room. I says, you can't do that. If you frown at these beets, Joel will know. He already knows by the look on your face that beets are bad. So I made him leave. I said, you have to leave. If you can't smile over the beets, you have to leave the room. To this day, Joel eats beets. I teased Wayne. He likes his apples peeled. C See, you are a pattern. You're establishing a pattern. You are a pattern from your past, and you're bringing that pattern. If that pattern needs to be adjusted, the power of the Holy Ghost will help you adjust and change some things. Well, he likes his apples peeled. And I said, I bet your mother always peeled your apples. And he swore she didn't. No, she didn't. I know she didn't. So when you go to Wayne's mother's, she always wants you to eat something. Well, that day all she had was apples. And she said, here, let me peel you your apple. I went, no, 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 no. I said, I knew your mother always peeled the apple. Well, and then there are odd things that happen. My sister doesn't like lima beans, but everybody else in my family does like lima beans. So that's not a pattern. There are some pattern things and some non-pattern things. But there's nothing wrong with a good lima bean. You know what I'm telling you? And I believe very firmly with every fiber of my being, and the little girl who said, I should try one or two bites of this, I might like it. I heard those words with my own mouth. I loved it. I loved it. I don't know how her mother did that, but I suggest you give it a try. And say, oh, she doesn't like that. No, we're going to nurture our children. We're going to guide the household. We're going to superintend. We're going to rule. Say rule. 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 Not oppression, but loving rule. Loving care.